This piece was created by a series of interviews collected by young people from Ride and Sassy Productions. They interviewed people who lived and worked and spent their whole lives around Ride and Union Street. Here's a selection of some of their memories. Why not think of your own? What's your experience? What's it been like for you? Living, growing, visiting, enjoying, hating, loathing. What made you laugh? What made you cry? What bits of your life have you shared with this street, with this town, with Union Street, your spirit of the place?
Same with some of my memories of Ride just aren't worth telling. Like people peeing in the street.
My most poignant person in Ride is Mr. May from Greenmount.
Oh, it's funny because my kids are at Greenmount and he's just left. Yeah, and I said it might
be. I'm
gutted. I moved my kids there a year ago because of him.
Every child's name. When I went to look around school, because Layla was at another school, didn't get on with it, and we went there, and I just thought, why didn't I put her in the first place? And he does all the sound. He used to do all the sound bands.
Right.
I went off to college nearly for 4 years and then came back and went back into Stanley's. But obviously it got a lot worse then, so. Well, she was very theatrical, very over the top, but she was brilliant.
Well, retailing has changed a lot over the years, obviously. You know, I mean, people are buying online now, aren't they?
I like the place. This is weird.
I know, you never know what's going to happen to you in the morning.
I'll tell you a mad story. This is a mad story. When I jump up, outraged at being punched in the head outside the King Lud, and chase him round the corner and knock him from here the next week. Right.
To collect conkers. Somebody must have called the police in those good old days, and the police came.
Mm-hmm. Actually turned up.
Right. Actually turned up. Matthew and Gareth went and hid behind trees like that, but the police saw Gareth and went up and demanded his name and address, and he immediately gave his friend's name and address.
Not the one behind the tree, though.
Another friend. I thought he gave Matthew's name.
No, I think it's Lawrence.
Oh, right, it could have been Lawrence.
We had ice hockey on the canoe lake. Instead of games.
The sea froze over, didn't it?
The sea froze over, yeah. Yeah. But the canoe lake was frozen. We used to play hockey, ice hockey, with hockey sticks.
My favourite shop, which is not there, and I always loved to go into because you could buy anything there, roughly, it was Woolworths in the high street. Yeah. And I was really upset when that closed down because you could buy virtually anything from toys, sweet, to paint, and records, CDs in the latter years. So you could, and you could also buy clothes, buy shirts for men and ladies' clothes. So that was probably my favourite place.
Yeah.
The following Saturday, I had a dental appointment in Melville Street. I think you know the dentist, don't you?
Yeah.
And
I think we go to that.
Do you? I went down there and I cycled down there from Haydens where I live, and I left my bike outside, and the dentist said, "Did you see the fire? Did you know about the fire?" And I said, "What fire?"
Yeah.
He said, "The theatre rules have been destroyed."
Wow.
I said, "Really?" So after I did my teeth, I went up there, and the fireman was still there, and the building had absolutely collapsed. The outside had gone, the roof had gone, and just a bit in the front was standing.
My nan and granddad used to come over and stay with us, and it would be a kind of routine that my granddad would go off first, he'd get a bus, and I think he used to stop in some of the betting shops on the way, but he'd always end up in a deck chair next to the bowling down on the Esplanade. And then my nan would go down a bit later, and then in the afternoon we'd often go down and meet them. And if we'd been good at home and done something like shelled the broad beans or done something, we'd get 10p and could choose whether we went on the trampolines or the fairground ride.
Paper bill.
Bill. Paper bill?
Paper bill.
Who's paper bill then?
There was a picture of him the other day on Facebook.
Yeah, on Facebook, Bill had come. He'd come from Portsmouth, and he'd sell papers. And the worst thing you could do is if you bought a paper off of him.
It'd be like the evening Portsmouth News.
So
yeah.
They'd come in.
Yeah.
You buy a paper because there's something then you don't want. Then they come and you say, no, I'm all right. What do you mean? They start swearing. They get hold of a paper and sling it at you and walk away. But 2 hours later, you could be driving through Shanklin and he's there selling papers in Shanklin. But he went back to Portsmouth every night. I mean, he was a character. What about the old tramp? Everybody
Theodore,
knew the
yeah.
tramp.
Yeah,
Theodore.
Yeah,
what did he look like? I'm trying to remember.
A tramp.
Oh, he's a tramp.
Well, they brought the slide down, didn't they?
Yeah, how was
that?
Was that fun to watch?
Yeah, that's something to watch.
Yeah.
No, you've done a good job there, Wayne. I mean,
I had all sorts of things in the taxi. Some of the taxi drivers will tell you all sorts of... Because that's when all the weirdos come out, isn't it? It goes dark. And that's when all the strange things happen. It was Ronald McDonald just walking to church. Honestly, it was Ronald McDonald. If I'd had my phone, I'd have got it out and taken a picture. Fully dressed. Obviously, he must have gone to a costume party, but he was really good. I was like, wow. That really scared me.
Well, we saw him getting on the hovercraft the day before when we were doing the Island Games. He was watching out the window whilst we were about to do the closing ceremony. No, the opening ceremony, the on the stage. And we saw him through the window, yeah, and little did I know the next day I would hug the man.
Oh, you hugged him.
I hugged
So what
him.
Were you doing while you were waiting for him?
Not a lot, just really nervous, excited, thinking, oh my God, I'm going to meet Peter
Andre. There was, after the procession, you go down to Simeon Wreck, so you had the fairground there, so the whole fairground there, which was also compulsory, really, to go and see. Dodgem cars and things, the same sort of things. There would be a fireworks display down there, and then all these... you had these... motorcycles going over through flaming hoops, that's right, over ramps and things. Like, it was, I mean, it was the most exciting that happened in a ride, I suppose. Didn't get to see that every day.
Yeah. And unusually, the Queen drove up Union Street. They sent her car across. She came over by launch to the pier. She drove down the pier, which had to be reinforced in places because of the weight of her special car.
Oh.
And then she drove up the wrong way that we normally drive on... Union Street. That was she's coming up the hill.
Did win on another occasion the wooden spoon because I forgot to put the bung in before I took it out in the water. And so the boat started to sink. So I had to retreat back to the harbour very quickly.
Right, tell me now, I've got
a story.
What happened?
Well, a story. So I was at school, Ride High School, and in those days you used to go out from school to your dentist appointment. So I went round to my dentist appointment and the dentist decided he was going to take my back teeth out, but hadn't actually told me, and certainly hadn't told my mum and dad. But again, in those days your parents didn't go to the dentist with you. So I said, okay, fine. So he injected my teeth and then kept having to inject them, took these two teeth out, and I had to walk down to St John's Station. Walked down to the station, got on the train, and 3 hours later, my parents realised that I was missing and sent my brother down to try and find me. And I was actually asleep on the train because of all the stuff they put in my teeth. But the train men hadn't done anything because he thought I was drunk or something. But I was in my school uniform and what have you anyway. So basically, then I was took home by my brother and told off severely by my parents. That I should have done something about it, but in those days you didn't have mobile phones, you didn't have anything, so yeah, backwards and forwards on the train for 3 hours or more before somebody realised, and I actually then was put off going to the dentist for the rest of my life.
Where that dreadful what's it called? It begins with a W on the corner next to the opticians.
Weatherspoons.
Yes, that dreadful place. Well, that dreadful place used to be a rather swish shop called Cheeseman's. And upstairs, they used to have a nice little cafe restaurant. I can remember going there with Roger, my husband, your grandfather. And when you sat near the window, you looked out over the churchyard of the church that's no longer a church anymore. And that was a really nice place to go to. And opposite there was another shop that was very special.
because it had nice expensive clothes in it, and that was called Pack and Culliford. That was a shop for a very long time, and that too had a nice little cafe and restaurant upstairs. So there were a lot more shops than there perhaps are now, and a lot of different shops.
But the pier was slightly different in those days. You used to go down to the pier, and in the centre part of the pier there was a tram, an electric tram, which used to go from the Esplanade up to the end of the pier.
Yeah.
You had the big walkway that went up the pier.
Yeah.
And the railway that went up the pier, the steam trains going up the pier. And as you went up the pier, halfway along on the left-hand side, there was the fishing club. Yeah, and you can still see some of the pylons that the fishing club was on there. It was obviously just a wooden floor and a hut and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And people used to keep boats up there, and there was a long slipway that went down into the water, so you could take your boat down into the water and go fishing.
Yeah,
the illuminated carnival, absolutely amazing. You know
the jazz band.
The jazz band.
Oh, I love the jazz band.
Yeah, so they drink in every pub, you know, as they do. And they came into Yelfs, and they were everywhere in Yelfs.
Right.
I mean everywhere. And one of them started playing, and then they all just came into it, and it was brilliant, isn't it? We had a good atmosphere and everything.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
Spirit of the Place was written and directed by me, Joe Plum. Interviews were conducted by the young people of Ride and Sassy Productions, with special thanks to all our contributors. The performers were Imogen Evans, Bryn Nichols, Catherine Burton, Amy Struthers, Tommy Veneer, Lewis McHugh and Selwyn Horton, with thanks to Tommy Veneer and Jazz Boy. The show was designed by Rachel Shaw, with music from Plastic Mermaids, Floella Grace and Red Squirrel Studio. This is a Ride Arts production with funding from the Arts Council England. For more info, visit ridearts.org and share your Spirit of the Place photos and comments at Ride Arts.